This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up, a little drink and toast into the three-day weekend. Then it is Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man,
this is your fault.
Damn. And it's a problem-inspired Bad Choice Friday featuring Tay-Tay.
Yay.
The anti-hero, Taylor Swift.
By heaven.
She's the reason, the problem.
Good.
Feels so bad.
She admits it.
Mm-hmm. Not like the girl Morgan was dating.
Yeah. Taylor Swift taking on Morgan Wallen on a Bad Choice Friday.
I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong if I'm so awful. Then why'd you stick around this long and if it's the whiskey? Why'd you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate when you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking.
Break up with her, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you don't like it, get the...
Yeah. Yeah. He did.
That's all right.
She all just right. keeps going around town.
Okay.
You just tired of hearing all the crap.
Yeah keep his name out your mouth.
Damn right.
Vote now on a Bad Choice Friday if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink and toast with a shot of the day. All right, let's see here. Speaking of farts, a man in northeastern China saw his bottom wind up in flames after an ill-advised attempt to light his own fart. The man, identified as Ben Tuzi, filmed himself trying to perform the stunt, and in the video, he's lying on his bed to pass some gas while a friend raises a lighter to his backside.
Have you seen the video?
No.
Wait, they're not joking. It's not like a little bit of fire. Like,
where'd it happen?
China. In China.
China.
As Ben releases his flatulence, the lighter meets the escaping gas, resulting in what they say is a colossal fireball that torches his pants. And in his panic, Ben rolls around on the bed, patting his blazing ass to extinguish the fire before it could escalate. They say that fart lighting, the act of setting one's own gas on fire, has been a novelty practice among pranksters for decades.
Yeah, man.
The practice, otherwise known as
blue flame.
Pyroflatulence.
Really? We just call it the blue flamer.
Or flatus ignition.
Flatus ignition. Don't make it sound fancy.
We have flatus ignition.
Is often discouraged due to potential safety risks. Experts do warn that an improperly executed attempt could create a small explosion. Jesus.
I told you, man, it's not.
Wait,
due to the... Wow. Wow. Okay. Due to the sudden safety risk. This could cause minor injuries or damage to nearby objects and hurt you on the inside. Now, according to Science Illustrated, a person's gut bacteria produces gases like hydrogen and methane, which are flammable when mixed with oxygen. As they say, foul-smelling farts have more hydrogen, making them even more flammable. The flame from a lit fart is usually small and quick, as farts are mostly air and don't burn for that long.
But, I mean, even Thrill has a story about his buddy doing it.
That was Tony. Yeah. And so this guy in China, when he lit, like, his pants caught on fire, right? It was a serious fireball. When Tony did it, it looked more like a pyrotechnic explosion. It just kind of, it didn't last long. But it
was,
yeah.
Wow.
It was huge. But the thing is, Tony went screaming out of the, we're in the basement. It was band practice, all right? So he goes screaming out of the room. Me and my buddy Paul are laughing. And when Tony came downstairs, he's wearing a pair of Paul's mother's shorts. He looks pissed off. And he showed us his underwear and his shorts, and it looked like someone burned a cigarette hole through him. Yeah, it burned through both of these. And he burned the inside of his rectum, man. Like, he couldn't sit down for a couple of days. And the worst part is, his mom was a nurse, but he just didn't want to tell her whatever. So she knew something was wrong. Like, Tony, you're walking funny. You won't sit down. He's like, I don't want to talk about it. And he kept looking at me like, do not say anything. So, of course, she asked me, do you know what's wrong with him? I said, I do, Mrs. Waddy. So what happened? I said, I don't want to share it. And she just kind of dropped it. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't want to tell his mom. Like,
she probably thought that he engaged in his first boyfriend.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And she's like, Tony, what happened? And, you know, he just, I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
Who played the O-ring oboe and how bad was it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mel. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
So my husband and I don't do beer. We do shots. And
nice.
I have a particular place where I stand when I do my shots.
In the house or in the bar?
Why do you have a standing location?
Because I don't want it right next to me because I might go overboard.
Wait, what now? Explain this to us. So you're going to do a shot. Where is the location you go to do a shot?
It's a few steps away, but I have to actually get up and go pour it.
Oh, well, most people do. What do you think, people just sit on the couch with a bottle?
Yeah.
I mean, you can. I mean, it's kind of maybe a tell there.
I fathom what she's saying. I will do it during a Seahawks game. This sounds so lazy.
Yes,
but I'll fill up my cooler and sit it next to the couch during a football game.
Really?
So you don't have to get up.
Yes.
Attaboy. So I stand at my shot spot, and my husband makes me laugh a lot, and I'm of an age where things don't hold together quite as well as they used to.
How many kids have you had?
Two.
You think that plays a... I know, yes. As we get older, you loosen up down there no matter what.
But after... Fart more after having kids?
Yes.
Okay.
And so my husband now designates this as my farting spot because he makes me laugh. And as I laugh, I fart even more.
what are you doing a shot of?
Typically vodka.
All right. Okay. All right.
Now, are you one of those people, because some people, they'll fart when they laugh, but it's like one fart and they keep laughing. Or are you one of those people that every time you take another breath to laugh, so to speak, another
yes.
fart pop? Okay. So it's like a machine gun when you're farting there.
Yes.
Oh, man. Now, do they stink or is it just the noise?
It's just the noise. And I try to squeeze those cheeks and keep it quiet, but he knows.
All right. Now, what if you're, I don't know, you go to a comedy or are you watching a comedian on stage? Like, if you're really laughing, publicly or privately, are you going to fart? Like, can we count on you farting if you're laughing hard enough?
If I'm sitting down, it's less likely. If I'm standing up, it's more likely.
Do you ever slip on them?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, yeah, God.
Well, that's part of it. I mean,
well, I know, but it just...
Look, there's times when I'm sitting down in the office, and I think, I'm going to let one... I'm like, I got to get up, and I'm going to do what Ted says. I'm just going to go sit down.
Yeah.
To identify this. And half the time, I'm right.
Yeah, like I said, I've gotten gone to an age where sometimes, if I feel like I need to fart, I should just go sit on the toilet to do it.
Yes.
Just to be sure.
Well, look, especially if you're playing an away game.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're at a restaurant, you're at someone else's home. It's safer to go do that and just see what it is.
Have you ever pooped yourself in public?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, God, yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yes. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Think so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You don't think you have. Okay.
Oh, dude. This was one of the worst ones ever was, yeah, oh, God, I was back in the day riding the bus. Oh. It's getting dark at 4 o'clock at night. Get on the bus. It's one of those nights where it's raining, but as you would say, Ted, like today, it's kind of strangely humid.
Yeah.
Like muggy.
Yeah. It's muggy, but it's 56, 57 degrees.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's still muggy. And it's like, it's a mist, and it's hot on the bus, and the air's blowing. I always sit in the back. I go to slip one out, and it's not a fart.
You pooped yourself on the bus.
I stopped immediately and, you know, squeezed the cheeks.
Right.
Which sometimes kind of spreads it out worse.
Well, yeah.
Depending on what you got going on down there. But, I mean, I am seriously, and God almighty, you know how things go when this thing happens, right?
Right.
Whatever could go wrong is going to go wrong. So I do this on Westlake.
Go down a cobblestone road.
No. I'm going down Westlake, all right? I'm good to go. There's only like two stops on Westlake. You know, I'm going to get over there. So, of course, the last stop down by the Buca di Beppo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, before you kind of start going down Westlake. Who gets off the bus? The handicapped person.
Right.
Which takes about five times as long.
Right.
Then the door's opening. That's fine. You're handicapped. I get it. It's just the timing of it. Great. Start going down.
And you're secretly seething this person.
Oh, man, yes. This wonderful, nice old lady. She doesn't know what I've done.
She's in a wheelchair?
She's in a wheelchair. They're going to take the ramp down. She's got a wheel out in the rain. Her situation sucks.
Right.
It all sucks. But I got to wait for this. I'm like, because I still have to get rid of the rest of the stuff inside of me. Fine. Start burning down. Miss the first stop. Sweet. Blow by China Harbor. Sweet. I'm good to go, man. We start heading up the hill toward the Fremont Bridge. And I see the lights.
Oh, no, man.
On the bridge. Red, red, red. Ding, 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 ding. I'm like, you mother. Bridge goes up. Again, it's dark. It's freaking October.
Right.
You shouldn't even be on a boat with a mast on it. Who are you? Why are you out here? Why are you moving your boat in the dark in October? Person, you know, at 6:30 on a freaking Thursday.
I gotta poop.
I mean, my God, dude. And it was one of those where I was like, how far is this boat away when they opened the bridge? Is it a mile away?
Right.
Is he paddling with a paddle? Is he not moving this thing? And then,
some of those sailboats have tiny little motors.
And then finally you see like this slow motion little mask just going. I'm looking out the window. I see it go past. And I'm just like, oh my God, that was it. And then I realize, oh no. There's another one behind it.
Oh man.
It's a two boater.
Right.
There's two boats. Another person's waiting. I'm like,
buddy
oh
system.
God. So then I waddle. I just basically, at that point in time, I was living in Wallingford. So I had a little bit of a hill to get up.
Yeah.
Like 3 blocks to waddle up the street. So I finally made it and just, you know, just basically walked in.
Unloaded.
Well, I went upstairs and just threw everything in the washing machine and turned the washing machine on.
How much did you poop yourself?
Not a lot, but I mean, it was all between the cheeks. You know, like to the point where I was
getting, wasn't a lot of poop, just a little poop, but enough to say I pooped myself.
Once you start walking like that, you start to get the adult diaper rash, so to speak.
Yeah. That's
yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like you got a red ring around your butt?
I mean, last time I did it, I was at home talking on the phone, and I knew better. But I tried to sneak one out. In my head, I'm talking, like, should I? Same thing. Just a little bit came out, and then I'm just standing there, and then finally I just go, I got to go, man. Like I know it's a cousin that I don't talk to a bunch.
Right.
So I wanted to have this conversation, but I'm like, I'm not gonna stand in my house and poop in my pants.
Dude, that's fair, man.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
Who played the O-ring oboe and how bad was it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Emmett. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola.
So I've got a couple stories, but I'll stick with one I told Mike.
Thank you. That a boy.
I was in sixth grade in like science or social studies or whatever, and it's right after lunch period, and I had the school lunch nachos that day.
Oh,
you know, they're essentially stadium nachos.
Yeah. So what? Yeah. At least you had nachos.
Yeah, but, you know, God only knows how old this cheese is. You know, it's government cheese from back in the Reagan administration. And so My gut starts like bubbling a little bit, but not quite enough to where I'm like, oh, I need to go to the bathroom. But it's like, oh, I'm going to fart. And I was like, okay, you know, probably not that big a deal. I let out a pretty decent little fart. You know, I don't remember making a whole lot of noise. And then the smell hits me. And then the smell hits the rest of the class. And I'm seeing everybody start to have these, like, horrified looks on their faces. And I'm laughing. Because this is just hilarious to me.
Of course.
The entire class goes out in the hall for, like, oh, God, 10 minutes while I'm in there laughing like a freaking maniac, opening all the windows, just enjoying the hell out of myself.
So they knew it was you.
Oh, yeah, it was pretty obvious. I'm sitting there just... And all Mr. Peterson looks at me, and he just gives me a look, and I was like, yeah, it was obvious that it was me. And after, yeah, 10, 15 minutes or so, the class comes back in. Mr. Peterson looks at me, and he goes, next time you do that, you need to go outside the classroom for that.
Oh, okay, man.
Yeah.
That's a nice way for the teacher saying that smelled like straight-up ass, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, can the teacher... Look, a teacher might be mad that you farted, right? Because you can do a fart that's a disruption because you're doing all the noise. I get that. They're like, all right, man, come on. But if it's silent but deadly, like, it stinks. The whole class is kind of ruined. I know the teacher's not happy, but, like, you can't really get in trouble, right?
I mean, I don't think, like, you get in trouble. I think that teacher played it correctly. Just like,
I agree.
Hey, Mr. Hill, you take that outside next time.
Right. But you don't know.
Well, the problem is sometimes,
I did not know it's going to smell like this. Like, the worst fart I ever had, I did not feel particularly sick or anything. It was just and it was on a bus, and I won't go through the whole story again, but it was bad enough that everyone on the bus opened the windows. The bus is going like 40 miles an hour, and completely illegally, the driver opened the door while we're driving because it smelled that bad. Luckily, they blamed it on these teen kids that were on the bus. It was me, but I could not believe how bad it smelled. Like, I had no, sometimes you know.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, I could not believe that came out of my body. I'm just like, oh, my God. But, like, if I had been in class, I'm sure the teacher would have been pissed off. But it's like, man, I didn't know. Like, I was ill-prepared for what came out of me.
Well, yeah. And you got to know, like, even leaving the room doesn't always help.
No.
Right? Like, there's certain, you know, at a festival, you might ingest some things that, for me, give me bubble guts sometimes.
All right.
For, like, an hour. But, you know, even having hot dogs, grilled cheese. So, I know I got a fart. I know it's going to stink. I walk, like, 3 campsites away, rip this thing. I'm cool. Come back. And it's just like the wind is just blowing it right down to our campsite. People are like, who is that? Like, God damn. And I was just like, so then I just started doing it too. Like, yeah, you're right. Damn.
I did that on the plane, man. I farted. There's a real old dude sitting in front of me. And again, I did not think it was going to smell like this. It's just, you know, everyone farts on the plane. We get it. Pressure, whatever. So it's just a quick... And then, I mean, I cannot explain. It was just so bad and so thick. And again, on a plane, it's not going to go anywhere. So I'm kind of hoping no one notices. Well, everyone notices. Because you start seeing the really irritated looks on people's faces. Everyone's looking around. And I realize everyone's keying on the old dude sitting in front of me. Right? So then when I kind of make eyes with the people sitting around me, I'm just kind of like, unbelievable. You know, I'm kind of making the face they're making. I remember we're going to Houston. And anyway, so everyone on the plane is pissed at this guy for the rest of the flight. They're not saying anything, but they're just mean mugging them, eye daggers, all the rest of the thing. And I kind of felt bad for him, but I wasn't going to fess up. And even my wife was irritated. She's next to me. She's just like, freaking believable. Well, when we landed in Houston to get off the plane, she's like, that was you, wasn't it? I'm like, it was, man. But I'm not taking
credit. She knows your brand.
She knew, but she didn't know until we landed. That's the whole thing, because she was making daggers at this dude as well. And then after we landed, she just kind of looked at me and just like, that was you, wasn't it? I'm like, yeah, it was, babe. Sorry. You know, but they thought it was the old guy. So what? You want me to confess to it? There's no but even the flight attendants look irritated on the beverage thing. But I'm like, everyone's mad at the old guy. But the beauty of being the old guy is people just go, you know,
he probably
slipped out one. It's fine.
Yeah.
When I was in college, oh, go ahead, Mike.
No, you.
I got punched in the face a lot. Just kidding, in fights, right? But growing up, I got punched.
Hell of a transition.
Got punched in the face a lot.
I did. Well, you're on bars. It's different than growing up. Growing up, you go outside.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You square up. Half the time, you're on the ground. Someone pulls you off, whatever. That's the end of the fight. But playing football, all right, on Mondays, we were allowed to not wear pads.
Yeah.
For the most part, we did wear, I wore shoulder pads just because I wanted to throw in shoulder pads.
Yeah.
It's not a good idea to practice without shoulder pads on if you're going to practice. But we didn't have any pads on. We had mesh shorts and we wore jock straps like, you know, your dad would wear. Essentially.
Right, yeah.
Well, seriously.
Helmet.
We didn't really wear underwear. We didn't even need to wear a helmet. Right. So I was just in shoulder pads, but we were doing Scully. And Scully is a skeleton drill. Basically, you go over all the plays you screwed up on Friday night. You look to see what you did wrong.
Yeah.
You throw the pass. You walk through, blah, 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 blah. So I stick my hand, and Craig was my roommate in college. But at this point in time, we're schoolmates, we're teammates. He's a center. I put my hands underneath. Here, it's still a live snap. So my top of my hands under there, Craig farts, and I think the sound was from it hitting the top of my hand because you get in there, man.
Is it warm?
You get in there.
Yeah, you do.
And I mean, I could feel it reverberating off my hand. And I almost pulled out, but okay. So when he snapped the ball, all right, he basically kind of like stubbed my fingers because I'm pulling out on the fart. And I'm like, the fart's on my hand, the whole deal, right? So I'm like, you son of a. So,
ball start.
Couple snaps later, I decided, you know what, I'm going to pull out. So I'm like, it's on through. I'm like, hut, hut, pull out, man. Bang, right in the gym. Right in the jewels, man. Right? And he bends over, man, but he steps up here. Bam! Just absolutely drills me in the face.
I know.
I'm like, you farted on me first, man. Then he dropped to the ground. Then he drops to the ground and starts rolling over. And then I drop on one knee and I realize he just absolutely opened up my nose.
Right.
I'm just bleeding everywhere. And the coach's like, what is going on?
He farted on me.
Like, this is Monday. These are non-contact drills. Like,
this is in high school?
Yes, this is just a walk.
That's exactly.
I'm worried about the chemistry of this team.
For sure.
Who played the O-ring oboe and how bad was it? 206-803 Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Hey, listener, submit a Ted versus the FCC coming up at 435 right after emails on our question. Who played the O-ring oboe and how bad was it our inspiration? The best fart scenes in movies, including the movies Police Academy from 1984, The Pink Panther from 2006. Who played the role of the Pink Panther?
That was Steve Martin.
Okay.
Was that Steve Martin?
Yeah.
All right. Major Payne. 1995.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The Naked Gun, 1988. Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me from 1999. Nutty Professor from 96. In a movie that I've just missed called The Man. Came out in 2005 with Samuel L. Jackson and Eugene Levy. I believe they are playing like cop partners.
It's what it looks like, yeah.
Looks like a cop buddy movie.
I've never heard of that.
But done in a comedy. But there is a legendary fart scene.
You sure you're all right?
Yeah, it doesn't last long.
Oh, damn! Let the window down!
Oh, it's just a little flatulence.
Oh, a little flatulence? An elephant could take a in the back seat and it wouldn't smell that bad.
And I think he goes on to do it again, yeah. and then Jackson's got to bail out of the car, too. Like, he can't take it.
Who played the O-ring oboe and how bad was it? 206-803-ROCK.
That would be kind of funny watching those two just have a conversation.
I know. Now I want to see the movie just because those two were in it.
It kind of looks like the character he played in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
He's got to get the same haircut. He's got the same sideburns.
Well, he's an undercover cop.
Okay.
They're trying to find gun runners. When he gets there, Eugene Levy is a dentist that somehow gets wrapped up in it.
Ooh.
Okay. Sounds like my kind of movie. Hello, Cameron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Happy Friday, boys.
Hell yeah. Positive.
Hey, so I just thought of another movie that you guys didn't mention yet. Jack with Robin Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, with the treehouse scene where he's farting in the coffee bucket and then lights it on fire for the kid.
That sounds pretty classic.
Yeah, that was a good one. About 5 years ago, I was on a job site up in North Bend back when I was still an apprentice. And me and another apprentice, Johnny, were walking behind our journeymen just, you know, trying to learn and BSing with each other and whatnot. And the project manager who we worked with before was building a house for his daughter, and she was walking around the house too. And, you know, she had to be in her late 20s, early 30s, really pretty. And just out of nowhere, she rips the gnarliest chainsaw ass clapper of a fart.
Cool.
And
damn.
Like, I was shocked. Like, you know, couldn't believe the decibel range coming out of that speaker. And then we turned around, it just completely flabbergasted, and she does like this little bow curtsy thing, like, you know, an Urkel. Did I do that? But she was just like, oopsies. And like, oh man.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah, my kind of woman.
I love you, baby. You want to go out?
Holding back the laughter.
That's awesome.
A wall of sound.
Damn. You ever have anybody, friends growing up, did you ever have the friend that would cup the fart?
Yeah.
In my teen years.
So yeah. Throw it at you.
But the thing is, it really does concentrate the gas. It's kind of like farting in the shower, but different.
Right.
So when you cup the fart and you fart it in there, it's just in that little pocket.
And then if you
squeeze it and just go up to someone, throw it in their face, it really is effective. Like, it is a concentrated ball of air fart. And it works. I mean, it sounds ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, but you're right.
It actually works. I mean, it's the worst smell ever. When it's that concentrated.
God, I haven't done that to someone in years, man. I'm feeling inspired.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, I've done it to my dog before. When they
just
wrong with you? This is why your dogs run away.
Well, look, man. There are certain things I've done in my life where I look back at them and think, okay, that's not okay. But
that was a little.
Okay. All right. Okay. This has nothing to do with anything. But it was. Okay. Sometimes when you use the bathroom, all right, you'll have some interesting formations.
Of course.
Right? Yeah. I made a perfect question mark in a Marriott.
Awesome.
I was checking out in the morning. I left it.
Miles.
I wiped. It was a pretty well dry wipe. Like nothing was on it. So I just kind of put it to the side and left the question mark in
what
there.
What is wrong with you?
I also left.
Because he's the Riddler.
I also left a 20. Because I've been there a few nights. It was just so perfect.
But nobody clean in the room is going to take the time to look.
All they need to do is flush the toilet. Right. I just wanted someone else to see it.
I wouldn't be shocked if it's a reflex for them when they go into those
rooms. Look, they know my name. They know who I am. They got my Marriott number. If they wanted to like give me no points,
no, but Mike is right. I was a janitor for years. I never inspected the poo. I just went, God damn it. And you flush it.
I'm telling you they looked at that one.
There is no way they looked at that one.
That's impressive.
What's the answer? You know?
Doggone it.
I think that's great.
That thing's going to get waterlogged and it's going to swell and they had a damn problem getting that thing down.
I checked out. They knew I was out there like at 10:30. Who played the O-ring oboe and how bad? This was
years
ago.
How quick you think they flipped that thing?
It takes a minute. I don't know. I don't remember. I mean,
I also have news for you. Again, as the only one that was a janitor. The janitorial staff, like the person cleaning the room, is not the one checking you in.
I know it wasn't about them. It was about the question mark. It was just about, it was such a perfect question mark.
You could have, you should have taken a picture and flushed it.
I did not leave
a picture.
Post the picture.
Yeah.
I was going to leave this for you, but my friend said to flush it.
If it's that important, leave a picture.
At the time, I was probably still drunk from the night before, and I thought it was kind of funny.
That is funny, man. I know. I'm sorry. That's hilarious.
Got it, Miles.
Oh, yeah. Somebody else has to see this.
You don't have to touch it or anything.
Look at it.
It's just there. Look at this specimen. There are some things that are just meant for only you to enjoy. Look at this specimen. This is amazing.
Miles.
Who played the O-ring oboe and how bad was it? This is years ago. 206-803.
You're probably the same guy that would walk into a room and go, it still smells like poo. I need a different room. But yeah, well, some other a-hole that's been pooping here for 3 hours.
If you walked into a room, you bought a hotel room, you step in there and you go to use the facilities, you open it up, you got a question mark in there. Are you laughing?
I just realized the room hasn't been cleaned.
I would. If it looked like a question mark, if it's just a mountain of crap. Right. No, but if I open the toilet and go, like, you've got to be kidding me.
It wasn't one of that would be funny.
The thing was, it was so much
a question mark. It was perfectly. That was the thing. Just the way it bent around, I'm like, someone has got to see this.
Yeah, you!
It wasn't even close to one. It was a perfect, without the dot at the bottom.
It
was a perfect question
mark. So it was a hook.
It was a hook, yeah.
It wasn't a question mark. It was just a hook.
Okay, then it's Captain Hook. I don't know. Whatever it was. It was just
somebody. Separate.
Let you justify leaving a turd in the doggone toilet for somebody else to flush. Hey, look, man. Damn it, man.
Hey, it was a Marriott in Alabama. Who cares, right? I'm never going back there.
Look, we're just saying what? No. Okay. You can try to defend it. Now it's Alabama. Who gives a crap? Jesus, man.
Nobody likes that.
Flush your poop is the point.
Should be the story of the Alabama question mark.
Yeah. That's noteworthy in that town.
It might have been in Montgomery. I don't even know.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah. And Thrill, that's a terrible term.
What? Alabama question mark?
Yeah, I don't care if it's a drink. Do you want to see the Alabama question mark? Do you want to try? I want nothing to do with the Alabama question mark.
You're not wrong. My answer would be a resounding no. Hey, man, have you tried the Alabama question mark? I don't care if it's a sex move, a drink.
Right.
A strain of weed.
I'm out.
Yeah, nah, man.
Okay. I'd go to Alabama.
Because it's Alabama or because of the question mark? Is there a location you can put in front of a question mark and make it sound cool? The Seattle question mark. It's a drink. Would you try the Seattle question mark?
Hmm. I don't know.
So it is about Alabama.
I would try a Miami question mark.
Also,
yeah. Also, I would try
a Brazilian question mark.
No.
Also, this thing was smooth. Yeah. There was no lumps.
She has a penis.
There was no lumps on it or anything. You know?
God damn it, man. All right.
It was perfectly shaped.
You were very proud of yourself.
Yes, he was.
Who played the O-ring oboe? How bad was it? 206-803-ROCK.
I've been behind that.
Kind of
this
said
is why
myself.
You don't have social media.
Right. Like, someone needs to see this thing. This is impressive. I don't even think they were mad, but I think they were just impressed.
There's got to be, like, a Reddit thread that you can find for that.
I guarantee it.
I just hope this guy that had to flush that toilet is still like, and let me tell you something. This one son one of day, a bitch.
But he'll never forget me.
Yeah.
But he'll want to.
You got to poop the question mark in my Alabama toilet. You son of a bitch.
You fathom infamous and famous. Totally different.
Right. Yeah.
Hello, Edward. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Edward, you ever poop a question mark?
No. I think I had the dot, though.
But. I've done the dot. Okay. Okay.
If I could have added one, I would have.
One more push. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
A lowercase J?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sorry.
So how bad was it?
Oh, man. I started dating this girl, and she was way out in the boonies. And it was the first time I was going to her house. And she made dinner. It was very, very, very burnt, dried chicken. It was like Christmas vacation, you know, when they're dipping the turkey in the beer or whatever. It was burnt up. All bad. But anyways, end of the night comes, and we're going to lay down, and I can feel it just start to percolate. This is not going to end well. And once it started, it just did not stop. It was like just a string of them. Just kept going and going and going. And nothing I could do. No, like, position I could roll into. Nothing, man. It was just lasting for, it seemed like 40 minutes. I don't know. It was just, then another one would come, and, oh, man, I could feel it again, and it was bad.
Do you think it's from the dry-ass chicken?
Are you blaming the chicken, or do you just have to start it out that way?
I don't know. It was, she didn't have it.
Oh, geez.
So it was you.
It was just me.
Now, was she aware that you were farting for 40 minutes straight?
It was impossible to conceal after maybe the first or second woman.
Yeah. Okay.
Did she ask you any questions like, are you okay? Is this a normal thing or what?
No, not at the time, actually.
There was a story. I don't know how long ago this was, but at least it was just documented about this woman and her boyfriend. Now,
he
had bad gas, or he just had gas, but she slept underneath the covers. Mm-hmm. So she would pull the covers over her head, and she basically was poisoned over a period of time by this guy's gas.
Oh, no.
I'm not sure if she like had styes or she had some kind of infection.
Keep in mind.
But it was serious. Like, she seriously
was... For 7 years, she's had this problem.
Yeah.
That was the thing. That, like, whatever the situation was...
They finally were able to diagnose
his farts caused these problems. And for 7 years, she's been living with the side effects of whatever his ass gave her.
So she's asleep and really doesn't know what she's breathing in.
Why is she sleeping with a blanket over her head?
That's just how she slept.
She's one of those people who sleeps. You know?
Oh, yeah, I couldn't. No. I'd be like,
but I don't think
that's
the,
weird.
I don't think the farts woke her up. I think she was just
breathing. She's just breathing them
out. Because if she would have known him unconscious, I really think she would have taken her head out.
Well, he's asleep too. He probably didn't know.
And no, neither one of them know.
She might be a mouth breather.
But he was poisoning her every night.
And think about that.
I think she's a psycho for sleeping with pillows or blankets over her head.
I agree.
I'd be like,
that's what you guys are taking out of
it. He sleeps with blankets on top of his head.
Do you really?
Oh, man, you won't even know I'm in the bed.
You can't even see him.
Yeah. Like,
all the way
over your head.
Oh, yes.
Like you've passed on and we're covering your body.
That's great. Yes.
I look like a casualty on the side of the room. I've woke up
and wondered if he was actually in there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Because I can't see him.
Yeah.
It could be just like frumpy, you know, cover or could be.
All right, hang on. Do you start out that way or does it just happen as you're sleeping?
It depends. Like some nights, I don't know, if I'm super tired, I just pull the whole thing up and I'm out, right?
Damn.
That's it.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry, that just seems odd to me.
I'm not saying it's not odd, but I'm saying, like, time, yeah, I absolutely, like.
Are you cold?
Sometimes my wife will, like, watch TV in bed, and I don't want to hear it, I don't want to see it kind of thing.
It's
and I'll just disappear. Okay. But I'll just take them for no reason at all. I'm just completely under the covers. Man.
I'll wake up and think he's like gone, like gone to my breakfast or something. Like, oh no, he's in there.
There he is.
It seems like a little child. Like, all right, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it really is.
It's like I'm back in the womb or
night
something,
moon.
Man.
Good night, dog.
Good night, Sleepland.
Who played the O-ring oboe and how bad was it? 206-803.
Speaking of staying in the bed, you know what? When I wake up in the morning, that tends to be my best concentration of all the gas that I built up. I don't think I fart in the middle of the night because I save it all for the morning, right?
You do.
I do. So when my wife and I, the gal that would eventually be my wife, when we...
the woman of the night.
That's my woman of the night. Damn it. Early on in our relationship, when she just started staying over... I knew that she was cool and that she would be okay with this. I broke the ice. I rolled over one morning. We're both tired. And I look at her and was like, baby, I think it's time that we take our relationship to the next level. We hadn't taken the next level yet. Right. And her eyes got so big and I just... And she laughed her ass off and I was like, I like this
one. She was
one.
So relieved she didn't have to have sex with
me. That's right.
Thank God.
Oh, jeez.
Who played the O-ring oboe and how bad was it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, guys? How's it hanging?
Hola.
So I was probably about 10 years old. My mom used to take me to church every Sunday. Very conservative lady, Catholic. And then we'd get out of church and we'd go to Burger King. So I was like 10 years old. This was a long time ago. Do you remember they used to have those old school plastic seats that was just all hard plastic?
Oh, yeah.
They probably still do.
And I'm sitting there with my mom. We just got our breakfast or whatever. And I kind of lean over to the side a little bit. And it's like, and my mom just used all three of my names. You know, like, whatever. She was just mortified. And then, like, you know, so end up, she goes, pack up your breakfast. We're leaving. So we left. And then that was... back in the time, remember when your mom would always talk to the grandparents at night, like every night, grandma and grandpa? And I guess she was telling grandpa about it, and he thought it was the funniest thing he'd ever heard. He laughed and laughed.
Yeah, grandpa's right. Always good. Grandparents got you back when you're a kid.
Especially with the
fart. Yeah, it was great. He was like... I heard you farted in Burger King and everyone heard it. I was like, oh, yeah, grandpa, everyone heard it.
We used to go to my grandmother's house for spaghetti, but... And it was delicious. But if you told me if I went to church, I was going to Burger King.
Yeah,
I'd be like, I'm dressing up.
Let's go to church.
I'm going. I'm fired up.
He's right about those plastic seats, man. I was like 14 or 15 with my buddies Paul and Tony, and we were some reason in my head it was a Hardee's, but either way, we're dining in, as it were, plastic seats, no big deal. And there's this older black woman sitting like two tables away, but the way the benches work, the bench just kind of ran along the wall, and then you had separate tables, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting on the bench. The other two guys are sitting in chairs. And I farted, but it, like, reverberated. It wasn't particularly loud, but it kind of reverberated on the plastic seat. And I always remember this woman. She was taking a bite of her hamburger. And, again, you couldn't really hear it. It didn't even stink. Just she felt that I farted. And I'm the only other person sitting on any part of the bench. And she put down her burger and mean mugged me to the point that we left.
Oh, wow. You could feel the reverberation on those bleacher seats.
She would not stop staring at me, right? And she just looked so angry, right? And so first we're chuckling about it because we figured at some point she's going to stop looking, man. And we look back up and she's still just, right? And then we laughed a little more and we glanced back. Dude, I mean, she would not take her eyes off of me and her face was like, I will kill you. So finally, we're just like, dude, we need to go. This is getting weird, man. Like I said, didn't make any noise. It didn't stink. Just she felt my fart on her end. And I ruined her day, clearly.
Who played the O-ring oboe and how bad was it? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
So mine's more about a group effort. I had the honor of serving with the 3rd Battalion, 6th Marines in Camp Lejeune in the 90s. And back then, the physical fitness test was pull-ups, sit-ups, and a 3-mile run.
Then chug some water.
And so we would always have a PFT on a Monday morning, and there would be 200 Marines doing sit-ups. And you would do the sit-up the normal way, but the other half that wasn't doing sit-ups would have to hold the ankles.
Yeah.
And so you're in the blast area. And so when they say go, you have 2 minutes to bust out 80 sit-ups.
Damn.
And it sounded like you're at the firing range. There were so many farts, right?
Of course.
For the whole 2 minutes, and you dare not laugh, right? So right around 75, you can start chuckling because the guy's almost got his max, right?
And then the sergeant major would stop. He goes, "We're going to wait 2 minutes to let the air clear before we swap places." The funniest experience. And it stank. Asian, Mexican, beer, chili. I mean, oh, it was nasty.
I mean, I know they brought back that physical fitness test.
Did they bring it back?
Or they're trying. I just know I did it in grade school.
Yeah, I remember doing it. Yeah.
I mean, I did it for how many years? 12 years or 8 years?
It seemed like every year.
I bet I farted in somebody's face at least 6 of those years.
Every year. Every year, mate. And it was always the sit-ups. And you had to hold their ankles. And I don't remember how old you had to get in a minute. But it didn't matter, the kid. Boys, girls, you name it. Everyone just... every time. And you would start laughing. And so your sit-up total always went down. Because it's hard to do sit-ups when you're laughing. And it's impossible to not laugh when you fart every time. But it's just... so like, why'd you only do 18 sit-ups? Like... because they kept farting and laughing, man. They would get so mad about that.
Ted versus the FCC coming up at 4:35, and we'll get your emails on the way next from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.